And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Last time, we began a brand new series titled Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, I said, is the character of Jesus Christ that is produced in a Christian's life by the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23 in the New Living Translation says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, against which there is no law." I said that if you are a believer in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, just like we were told in 1 Corinthians 6:19, where the Bible tells us, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?" The Lord Jesus, also speaking to the disciples in John 14, also said the Holy Spirit will be with them and lives in them. And one of the major missions of the Holy Spirit in our lives, one of the main reasons why he lives in us, is to change our character from the inside out so that we become and behave more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Like we read in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the second part of the New Living Translation, that the Lord, who is the Spirit, he makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Make no mistake about it, beloved. Christianity is all about change. It's all about you being changed from your old character into the new character of Christ. It is about you being changed from your old sinful ways to Jesus' new way of holiness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." God's Word translation of that verse says, whoever is a believer in Christ is a new creation. The old way of living has disappeared and a new way of living has come into existence. So Christianity is all about change of character, change of ways, change of lifestyle, change of behavior. Sadly today, a lot of people claim to be in Christ, but they are not ready to change. They still want to continue in their same old sinful ways. They foolishly believe that all that is required of them as Christians is just to say the sinner's prayer, to accept God's free gift of salvation. And to them, they can live their life anyway after that, because they say, "I'm saved by grace, not works. Therefore, works is irrelevant. My behavior or lifestyle doesn't really matter." But nothing could be further from the truth. Beloved, it is true that you are saved by grace. But it doesn't stop there. The grace message does not stop there. You are saved by grace for good works. This is the complete message of grace. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 and you will see what I'm talking about. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." That's what a lot of people are familiar about. "And not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works." That is awesome. But you notice that it doesn't stop there. Let's continue. It says, "Lest anyone should boast." Verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for" what? "Good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This right here, my friend, is the complete grace message. Not that you're just saved by grace, but you are saved by grace for good works. You are created in Christ Jesus. You are born again for good works. Friend, don't let anyone deceive you. Good works matter big time. Good works is very much a part of the grace message. Grace and good works are inseparable. You are saved by grace through faith for good works. You cannot have one without the other. If you claim to be saved by grace, but you deny good works, that is, you deny the relevance, you deny the importance of good works, the Bible says you stand the risk of being disqualified at the end of your life's journey. God forbid that will not be your portion or my portion in Jesus' name. But see what the Bible tells us about this in Titus chapter 1, verse 16. It says they profess to know God, but in works they deny him. If you are a believer, you must not deny the validity and the importance of good works. He says, these ones profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. And so if you are a believer, you must not deny God in good works. Rather, you must embrace good works. You must yield to his Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to produce in you the character of Christ, which is the fruit of the Spirit. Look at what 1 Corinthians 9:27 says. It says also, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. See, after you give your life to Jesus Christ, you must discipline your body. Bring it to submission, lest when I have preached to others, this was Paul talking here, I myself should become disqualified. Any so-called believer that claims to say the sinner's prayer, receive the gift of salvation, but does not discipline their body, the word of God tells us here, such a person stands the risk of being disqualified. How sad it would be for a runner at the end of his race to be disqualified. He's run the whole length of the race, thinking at the end he was going to get a prize, only to be disqualified because he disregarded the rules. Well, this is what's going to happen to all those who claim to be saved by grace, yet they deny good works. Good works is very much a part of the grace message. You are saved by grace for good works. A person who denies good works and claims that I'm saved by grace and good works does not matter, stands the risk of being disqualified, stands the risk of missing heaven. That will not be your portion or mine in Jesus' name. I mean, see how the Message translation renders that same verse of scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:27. It will give you a better understanding of what I'm talking about. It reads, I don't know about you, but I am running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. If you want to make it at the end, no sloppy living for you as a believer. You can't live anyhow under the assumption that you're saved by grace. You are saved by grace for good works. It continues. It says, no sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else about it, and then missing out myself. If a believer lives sloppy after saying the sinner's prayer, such a one, my friend, stands the risk of being disqualified at the end of the race, losing the prize, and not being allowed entrance into heaven. This is not your portion or mine in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are saved by grace, do not deny good works. Instead, do good works by the power of the grace of God that has been given to you. Grace is not an excuse for sin, but rather, grace is the empowerment for you to live above sin. By virtue of the grace that you received at salvation, you now have what it takes to overcome every sin and temptation that you will face. Therefore, you must not give sin a place in your life, because if you allow sin to rule you, it will ruin you. Instead, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God inside of you, you must rule over sin. Take dominion over the sinful desires of your body, and you will not be disqualified at the end of your life's race. Instead, you will receive the prize in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next week, by the grace of God, we're going to continue in this great series, Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. Till then, remain richly blessed and ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus. He is coming soon. Hallelujah. Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. I wanna know.